This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The most banned of the most banned by the big mega tech titans and their corrupt armies of anti-free speech SJWs. Facebook put out a statement yesterday, and they said, of the four people we've banned, three main conservatives, Farrakhan was the cover to make it all look political, Alex Jones is a new category. His name and his website will not be spoken or texted. They even got live systems now on their apps where they're going to listen to what you're saying in lifetime. And if you speak the word Alex Jones, you will be banned. Unbelievable. 20,000 Southern Poverty Law Center operatives now inside Facebook. This is an incredible time to be alive. Ladies and gentlemen, it all crystallized at about 5:30 in the morning. I went to bed last night at about 10. I got up at 5:30, took a shower, had some coffee. At about 5:45, everything crystallized. And then I got on the phone with three different lawyers this morning and discussed it all with them. And they said, absolutely, this is the lawsuit. We have them. You remember a month ago, back in late March, a little over a month ago, those internal emails came out in Business Insider of Facebook and their own people saying Jones is not making anti-Semitic remarks, and so we can't take him down. And then that was leaked out to the press, and they put pressure on him. So they went ahead with it and said I was anti-Semitic and banned me. It'd be one thing if you argue you're a private company, you can ban somebody. But you're going to surveil your users in real time and tell them what words they can use or what they can discuss. And you're then going to put out a giant press release saying that I'm a hate leader when your own internal findings were it wasn't true. And so what if I was? Everybody deserves free speech, but I'm not. So you have defamed me while trying to bankrupt me and stop my free speech. This is authoritarianism writ large. And when it rains, it pours. Paul Watson was supposed to be on today. He's got a very ill family member. So I'm going to be private about that, but pray for Paul and his parents and Steve. Paul, I wouldn't even say he's devastated. He's really upset about humanity. People are calling me saying, how are you handling this? I mean, I'm fine. I'm not any of these things they say, but we've got some serious criminals here. And MasterCard's announcing they're going to monitor all your purchases now. And if they think you buy at a hate site, you're going to be banned from using it. This is the Chinese social credit score. And so many people I know are deciding to just say, well, I'm going to submit to it. My God, are we Americans or what the hell are we? Well, Alex, these are mobsters. We better back down. Wow. We've really turned into a nation of chicken necks. Not this great audience, though. They fear you because of your strength and your will, but I fired the bat signal out yesterday. Halfway through the show, I found out this was happening. We had important coverage of it, but I was still floundering around. Met 3 hours with Robert Barnes, a great lawyer who was here. We figured a lot of this out. We went over the documents together until about 9 at night. And then it all hit this morning. So I'm going to fire the bat signal again. I'm not mad if Drudge doesn't link at the top again. But I'm going to lay out for you, total smoking gun, their internal emails, which their own people leaked, but are now going to bite them in the ass royal, where they said this man has done nothing, like Pontius Pilate said. I'm not comparing myself to Christ, but it's the same deal. They said, we don't like him, we're liberals, but he's not done anything they say he's done. And they said, you will crucify him. And they washed their hands. It's all right here. This is incredible. So they go after Farrakhan, who has said anti-Jewish stuff. That's his right to say it. I don't agree with it, but that's his right. To throw him in the grab bag. And yet all the concerted media, they jumped the gun. Hundreds of papers an hour before said, Jones has been taken down. It's like, oh, you went an hour early. All coordinated by Oliver Darcy. And then Oliver Darcy says that he wants conservatives banned off of any texting app where you can't even text your family. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the authoritarians are here, and they're moving against humanity. Trump must take action. I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil's better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's, you've got the adults, you've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. If I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
The globalists are already censoring and surveilling and big brothering everybody at levels light years down a black hole compared to 1984 and George Orwell's nightmare vision. They're just rolling the censorship out and letting you know about the control and the surveillance using straw men that they built up, Louis Farrakhan's Alex Joneses, so they can then have you accept it when you're really accepting your own fate and your own doom. Now, I've been on the air 24 and a half years. And I'm about to lay out for you, ladies and gentlemen, information that is hands down the most important information I've ever covered. You ever been driving through the fog in the mountains, and you come around a turn, the fog's gone, and you see the sun rising, you can see 50 miles, and it's just incredibly clear. You can look down the valleys, and you can see the stars still out, even though the sun's coming up. You ever have one of those magic moments? This is the opposite of that. I've got all the pieces, and I've been too close to the problem for a while. But last night and this morning, it all crystallized. We have their exact battle plan, how they're going to roll it out. But you would only know this if you were engrossed in it, if you were focused on it, and if you were experiencing the attacks and in legal battles with these individuals and all of their different operatives to then see the scripting, the coordination, and then even get the documents where they're coordinating it. The live feed is up on Infowars.com. It's titled Smoking Gun. Internal Facebook docs reveal plan to muzzle conservatives ahead of 2020. Facebook admits Jones banned for political reasons, not anti-Semitism. Now, I want to explain to everybody listening, please, this is not about Alex Jones. This is not about Louis Farrakhan. This is not about Milo Yiannopoulos. This is not about Laura Loomer. This is about the total rollout for complete and total censorship. It is being announced in the name of defeating me and you, the populist, that they're going to ban links in live time. They're going to have moderators on your phone when you have an app through any of these companies, including Facebook, that are going to be watching what you're watching and doing and reading your text messages. You're like, well, yeah, they already have Alexa in my house. Listen to me. Think about the magnitude of that. Remember Oliver Darcy, 2 years ago, was inside my YouTube account and was reporting on who our sponsors were and how much I was being paid. Just like Facebook is giving all their internal documents to Business Insider and Atlantic Monthly to talk about all this private stuff. This is criminal. These are corporations with your information teamed up with big tech to slaughter free speech and surveil people. And Oliver Darcy said yesterday, we're going to play the clip, get ready for this, that they're going to ban people talking to each other over the phone in live time and text messages. He said, we're looking to see if Jones has an iPhone right now. We're in his iPhone. He says it's on air. And we're seeing if he's got WhatsApp, which is just for you text message or call people. Now it's down to you talking to your mama. And he's on there saying, well, we know he's got an iPhone, but we're checking into it right now to see if see what he's doing. Because Brazil got their new great president elected via text messages. I've been telling you folks, circumnavigate them with text messages. Now they want your text messages. The arrogance of CNN. So let me lay out the big quadrants here of bombshell info. Number one, they admit AI is now censoring in live time with machine learning, working with 20,000 SJW, Southern Poverty Law Center trained individuals. This is all public. They've now turned AI on with humans working with it to train it to know what a satire is, because the machine still can't tell if something's satire. Like, everybody's now saying, Alex Jones is deplorable, Alex Jones is evil, and then putting my stuff out, because Facebook said as long as you decry him and say he's bad, you can talk about him. Any positive, you are banned, or it's removed. And it's currently happening, it's all over the news, where thousands of emails are coming in, it's happening to everyone. It's in live time. But the computers can't tell if you say, he's a child molester, I hate Alex Jones, he's worse than Satan. They let it go through. And you all have my permission. You can say, Jones is Satan, he's the scum of the earth. Here's a link to a show. And listen to this devil. But that's why there's still the humans overseeing it. It flags by the AI. They go in, this is all admitted. And then they decide, is that satire or is that serious? But their SJWs, they're sociopaths, they're lacking souls, we've kind of figured out. They can't tell either, because they're not human either. Ooh, that's a big secret, isn't it? Yeah, they don't have their humanity. It's very sad, but see, this is happening. Now, let's get into this right now. That's why they can't meme. This is so incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, they're saying if you say my name or InfoWars in even just a neutral light, this is an official press release, you will be banned. The outrageousness of that is next level. And, of course, that will be deployed against everybody. That's the rollout. I'm just the rollout, first domino. Then they admit that they're surveilling all of you in live time while they do that and are in your phone and in your computer and in your devices. This is just Facebook. They're all doing it, all the big tech giants. This is the architecture. This is the plan. And on top of it, in their own internal documents, they admit that they are censoring conservatives and framing them and designating them so they can be banned and admitting that I'm really not an anti-Semite. So they say he's not guilty of this, but we'll just say he is. And so then there's the defamation. So there's so many angles to this that it's just incredible. They're surveilling you. They're going to control who you can call and who you can text message. Oh, it's a private company, though. No, folks, the Supreme Court rulings, they can't do this. It's all illegal. It's surveillance. It's immoral. And it's so horrible. And the dying corporate media is basically blackmailing the big tech giants to let them share the power and let them be part of the mop-up crew ending freedom in the West. And so for a season or so, a few years, they'll still have jobs, but they're all going to be out of jobs, too. I mean, this is such a betrayal of humanity, but they trained the anti-free speech people at the colleges. Now they're deploying what the Associated Press is calling today human rights committees into every major corporation like MasterCard, like a bioethics board that decides, you know, who lives, who dies, to where they're going to surveil with AI your purchases on MasterCard, and if they don't like what you're buying, they'll turn customers' cards off now. It's not take MasterCard away from Alex Jones or take it away from Laura Loomer. That's already happening. It's take MasterCard from you. You're like, well, I'll go to something else. No, they're buying it all up. It's here. Mark of the Beast, folks. Whether you believe in God or not, it's happening. And these people are reading Revelation, the last book of the New Testament, and they've decided that it's an owner's manual, that it's an operations guide, that it's a blueprint for something they're building. And they're doing it. They're manifesting it. They're building the system. And the churches won't say a word because they like all their digital stuff. They like being on Facebook. See how the Antichrist works? You see how it works? So, this is unbelievable. All premeditated political setup. You say, well, why is it happening? Why won't Trump stop it? Because it's all the banks. It's all the corporations. The NSA runs it all. It's the architecture of the future. The big digital brain we all interface with and upload to. DARPA admits that's the plan, so that's what they built. That's what it is. It's always going to be that way. It was never not going to be that way. And now, I am patient zero. I'm actually honored to have the Antichrist system ban me first.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Site in the world, the largest news site in the world, for standing up for free speech when so many other people have abandoned it. And so many so-called conservatives are celebrating Farrakhan being censored. Farrakhan was thrown in because he's a hated figure by conservatives so that you would then accept censorship. It's a total trap. But let's go back to DrudgeReport.com. There's the headline, Alex Jones fights back. And that's exactly what's happening here. This evil system is going to come and go. When we look back on this time, people are going to be amazed that we ever let these companies put surveillance systems with microphones and cameras in our houses. I told you that was the plan 20 years ago. Almost everything we've talked about has turned out to be right because we're going off their own blueprints. And so I'm going to now lay out the facts here, and I need people to send this link to the whitehouse.gov. I need people to tweet the link that's at drudgereport.com from infowars.com/show. I need people to tweet the article that's posted on the page where we explain that we have the bombshell internal documents where they admit that I didn't do anything anti-Semitic and that for political reasons they needed to designate me as a hate member, whatever that means. A hate leader, so I could be unpersoned. Proof that I didn't even do what they said according to the rules, and then instead of just banning me, they defamed me with an evil press release and said that I am the worst of the worst at a new level where anyone saying my name or my website will be banned or punished. That's like a movie, like where the evil guy takes away somebody, and if you ever say his name again, you'll go to the gulag. Good Lord. They have totally converted the colleges into authoritarian bastions. This country is dangerous now. And I'll say this. I like President Trump a lot. He's done a lot of good. And the enemy sure hates him, is trying to get rid of him, but he's not done enough. And on this situation with the draconian censorship, he's only taken action at the colleges. And I'm yet to see the government lawsuits over that when they ban people's speech. But it's already had some effect. We need relief, Mr. President. We need it now. I am pro-Israel. Everybody's always known that. I've been on air 24 years. And I think that Israel's a better nation than a lot of those other nations, and there's no reason to turn it over to the Islamics. They'll blow it up. They'll fight over it, like they always do. But the point is, to say that I'm anti-Semitic, it's in all the news. It says Jones banned Washington Post, New York Times, everywhere, for anti-Semitic posts, and he's anti-Semitic, is really sick. You know, I was so colorblind or blind to all that when I got married to my first wife, who's half Jewish. I had no idea what I was getting myself into with the white supremacist, with the things they'd said about my children. And it's really evil of the leftist media and of leftist Jews in the media to call me an anti-Semite and then defend Ilhan Omar and all these real anti-Semites and all these other people that literally want to get rid of Israel. You guys are the scum of the earth. I don't care if you're black, white, old, young, Jewish, Christian, whatever. You know you're lying about me in the press. And it just shows me what dirty sacks of garbage you are. what dirty sacks of garbage you are. And, you know, that's what they called me in a bunch of headlines, was Alex Jones is a sack of garbage. Really. Well, you judge a tree by its fruits. I got a lot done. I have a lot of energy. I have a great life. I have a great family. I look at you leftists, man, and I'm telling you, I didn't know they could stack trash that high. And I don't feel good about that. I look at you, and you don't have any honor. You don't have any will. You don't have any compassion. And everything you say we are is what you are. I'm a libertarian. I believe in real freedom. I believe in egalitarianism. I believe in the West. I'm a liberal. You're not. You're a leftist, left-hand path, power-mongering, power cult of control freaks that are dangerous, that are classical authoritarians. And you've been created on these universities and created through the television system in Hollywood. Unbelievable. So we're going to go to break. Longer segment coming up, but I'm going to go through it all. CNN now says they want conservatives banned off of using text and phone call apps that are digital. This is all NSA technology. They can listen to you. They can control you. They can pop in. And they're now just telling you they are. They're now saying they're going to take your credit cards away. They're going to watch the purchases you make and punish you with committees of human rights right out of Maoist China. I mean, folks, this is the Chinese model. Google and Apple and others went over there and set it up for them. These people are so dangerous. And look at Zuckerberg and the power trip he's on and his testimony and just who he is. It's disgusting. So these organizations are enemies of the people. They're enemies of open free societies. And they're the ones that are dangerous. And they're the ones that have a monopoly over the transfer of information. They almost have a monopoly. And God help us if they get their monopoly. So again, I'm going to break this down. They are saying that if you share InfoWars or my name, unless it's negative, you'll be punished. That is re-education camp behavior. By the way, I didn't see it in my stacks. Will you pull me the InfoWars article? It's up on InfoWars. I'm sure it's here, but I missed it. He's now going to convert you to group living rooms where you won't be able to have your own private Facebook because they're already in it anyways. They're already in your living room. They're already in your photos. They're already got your passcodes. They're already shelling your dad, everybody, in an orgy free-for-all. Now you're going to be in these living rooms with other people that they put you with for social engineering, like a dorm. And they're going to re-educate you, and then they're going to decide, your friends are going to decide what gets boosted and what doesn't. Again, that's literally a re-education camp model. Facebook CEO promotes group living rooms. What's Zuckerberg really after? People can have more revealing, intimate conversations. Yeah, how about you just take us over to the local sports stadium and play movies all night, telling us how much America sucks, and people that give in and turn against their families and tattle and join the club next week and be a guard inside the facility. I mean, we're getting classical re-education camp garbage. Remember that was in the Army manual that Obama put out 8 years ago? Classical re-education camp garbage. Projected through the internet. This is beyond authoritarian. So they're going to surveil you, they're going to watch you, they're going to track you, and then they're going to defame you and tell lies about you, and they want your car, they want your house, they want your bank account, they want your mind, they want your children, they want your soul. They want it all. We want your soul. That's it. Because after all, let him into your living room. He already gives you devices where they listen and watch you. Little camera devices in your house for your family that track you. And now he's in your living room and he's going to tell you how to live. He's going to run your life. He's your cult leader. This is what big tech is a big giant cult leader takeover with four companies bidding for command of the cult. Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore in a year and a half fight. But we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies, and it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure and sign up for AutoShip. Then an additional 10% off, the 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogens, don't want you to have the bad halogens at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the King Daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Your head, your cat, your fears, your bus, your address, your shoe size, your ears, your digits, your plans, your number, your eyes, your schedule, your desktop, your details, your life. Show us your children, your photos, your home. Here. Take credit, take insurance, take a loan, get a job, get a pension, get a haircut, get a suit, play the lottery, play the football, play the field, play the
want your
Here's Matters, here's Britney, here's Cola, here's pizza, here's TV, here's Sunrock,
and some Miller. Less commercials, more commercials. Less Jerry, not Oprah. Buy a better life and the comfort of your sofa. Here's popcorn, here's magazine, here's milkshake, here's blue jeans, here's padded bars, here's armpit drag, here's football shirt, here's baseball cap, here's live hot shows, here's video games, here's Coalite, here's Tim Lord, here's Filter Kids, here's College Link, here's All Night Long, here's Plastic Kids.
And all the studies, all of them show that people's IQs are dropping, their brainwaves are dropping, they're not vigorous, they're not alive. The more you spend time on social media, the more depressed you are. And Sean Parker, the former deputy head of Facebook, came out last year and said, we designed it to make you depressed and to run your life. And now we're going to replace real people with bots that control your life. And he said, I think it's immoral and people better watch out. So even forerunners in this who are pretty sociopathic have come out and said, you're in a lot of danger. You better watch out. Think about that. So I need everybody to go to Infowars.com/show. I need everybody to go to DrudgeReport.com. And right there on the left-hand side is the links. And send out that link. This could backfire on them. We need to fight back against it and say, oh, Alex Jones, you can't say the name Alex Jones. You can't say the name Infowars.com. Well, then we're going to say it. And play along with their sick game. I'm going to read the press release in a moment where it says you can only say his name or his website if it is to condemn him and say he's bad. If you study authoritarian regimes, that's what they do. They make the public start decrying one person first, then it's another person, then it's a group, then it's everybody, then it's their own family, their own parents, their own children. This is 1984. If you just joined us, leaked emails reveal Facebook's intense internal discussions over Alex Jones' anti-Semitic post. That's from back in March. Remember that? And then they said, well, he didn't say anything anti-Semitic. They go, well, the comments are anti-Semitic. We have these outside leftist publications wanting him banned. They're reporting we're not doing enough. What do we do? And, of course, they're playing a game with the media. It's Facebook directing the thing from the top. And we've got the internal documents. It's all coordinated. They go, well, if we could designate him a hate figure, we could ban him, but there's no evidence. They go, well, the comments, there's a few anti-Semitic comments in here. So they reviewed 560 comments in one post and said, well, only 4% are, and the threshold is 30%. So they told everybody the threshold to then go make comments. So the SJWs then all, from their college dormitories, their little jobs they've got interface in the Southern Poverty Law Center, their little computer interfaces, they all then go make their anti-Semitic comments. And we've run our own comments before. We can see the IP addresses. One guy will say he's black and hates white people. Another guy says he's white and hates black people. It's the same IP address. It's the same person. It's the SJWs. Remember they tried to trick Candace Owens into joining them by having white supremacist threaten her. It turned out it was feminist. It was CIA people. And CIA is not like James Bond or something. The CIA are just horrible, evil leftists who want to run the country and terrorize people and run false flags all day. That's who they are. Not all the CIA, but the bureaucratic ones that interface with the colleges and the infrastructures. People like Blasey Ford's family and the CIA program she runs, that's what they do. They all play damsel in distress. They all play little victims, but really they're managing the herd. They're very horrible people. So they say if he could be designated a hate figure, we could ban him. And then a month later, they get it all packaged, all ready, and roll out with the anti-Semitic angle in their press release, but never show proof because it wasn't there. So, see, this got countermanded by mid-level managers a month ago, but then it went up the flagpole, and folks said, just go ahead and go with the plan. They go, well, he never said anything that we could lie about. Put Louis Faircon in there. Put Louis Faircon in there. He said stuff, which I believe, by the way, has a right to say. I'm not saying banning. And then they'll just kind of buy it. But people aren't buying it. They're like, right-wing figure, Louis Faircon? So there's all these corrections. Oh, he's not a right-wing figure. But it's all prepackaged. 1 hour before all the stuff was taken down on Instagram and Facebook, it was already published early. They jumped the gun. And Oliver Darcy was coordinating the whole thing again. Organized slander, libel, and defamation. And then going all over CNN, all over Fox News, all over MSNBC, all over the place saying Jones was banned for anti-Semitism. I have a stack of news articles where they've got the Media Matters and the Washington Post and CARE, the Muslim group saying, yeah, Jones is anti-Semitic. Jones is anti-Semitic. And so we had to ban him. So they don't just ban you. They defame you and lie about you and then don't even care to show their stupid readers and viewers that they were lied to. So when we come back, I just went through how they premeditated this, how it's the smoking gun, that it's political, that it wasn't done because I'm an anti-Semite. And again, once you say ban the anti-Semites, then it's everybody. That's what MasterCard's saying. Well, if you're going to right-wing or anti-Semitic or anti-Muslim sites, or if you're buying things we think are connected to white supremacists or anybody else we don't like, we're going to pull your bank account. That's right. They're saying they're going to surveil your purchases. They're already surveilling them, but now it's not for fraud. He bought the wrong magazine. These people are some crooks, man. You know, they tried 3 years ago demonetizing people that criticized Hillary on YouTube. That didn't work, did it? So now they moved to banning people. And now they're saying, we're in your phones. And now Oliver Darcy, when we come back, says, we're going to control who you can text message on your phone. We're watching you, Americans, so you better shut up. I actually can't believe they've jumped the shark like this. I think America's going to reject this. But you know what? Trump hasn't done anything yet, so I'm really starting to get suspect of old Trumpy. I'm really starting to really get worried here at this point. And by suspect, I mean either he's got a blind spot or this is a triple game or something. But let me tell you, this is evil and this can't be allowed. Now, listen, I've sued a few other people, PayPal and others. And we were getting some lawsuits ready. I have to sue Facebook now. And I had to sue some of the media. And I already warned Business Insider and told them to retract, and they didn't. So we are going to sue Business Insider, and we are going to sue the writer personally. And we're also going to sue Facebook. We already have their internal documents submitted, and they set me up. So they're in a lot of trouble. This is going to take a lot of money, though. So listen, I sell high-quality products. T-shirts, books, films, great supplements. I need everybody listening to just go to InfoWarsStore.com and try our great Wake Up America coffee. Try our fish oil, try our turmeric bodies, try our great X2, the cleanest iodine out there that's a missing link. If you're a new viewer or listener, you don't know about the iodine conspiracy, learn about it. It's incredible, changed my life, changed so many others. It's a 98% review rate on Power Reviews. You get a free bottle of X3 with X2. Go there and spend money. I'm going to sue them. I'm not just going to fight Newswise. I have to, man. They say I'm a hate leader and hate Jews when my children have Jewish background. I just cannot put up with this crap anymore. I just can't do it. And by the way, Zuckerberg, I'm coming to your house with helicopters, not over it, but near it. I'm going to bullhorn your ass. I'm coming after you. So you want the gloves off? Gloves are off, you son of a bitch. You're a Nazi. You're just as bad as Hitler. And so I'm coming after you, and I'm coming after all of you scumbags. But hey, flood me with money. You want to make me strong? Turn me into a giant.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
tell everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Segment. I don't know if Zuckerberg's actually calling the shots or pulling the punches or doing whatever he's doing there at Facebook, but I tell you this, I'm sick of them surveilling us, manipulating our lives, telling us what we can read and see, and then they're all with big 20-foot walls around their houses and huge kawaii areas they've taken from natives and just all their arrogance. There's going to be human action on the ground. Because it's the left and the globalists trying to harass us on the street and make us uncomfortable. People like Zuckerberg are going to be made very, very uncomfortable very, very quickly. Because there is a thing called Newtonian physics. And for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. And so I'll just say this to Zuckerberg, and I've got a message for him later. If this isn't you doing this, then stop it and turn it around. But if it doesn't get turned around, I know damn well you end up getting my information from the show. You've talked about it before. Then the gloves are off, buddy. You're not going to sit there and say, I was taken off Facebook because I'm an anti-Semite and all these publications, and then say that if anyone says my name, they get in trouble without a fight politically, economically, and legally. And And again, I've already talked to three top lawyers today. It doesn't matter how much money you have, what you've done. Everybody's sick of you. The fact that you would have internal emails that I haven't done anything anti-Semitic a month ago, and there's a decision by managers not to ban the pages that were still there. The media put out the lie that I'm supposed to be banned everywhere. That's not true. You took me down last year for fake reasons, a few of the pages. I didn't care about that. Fine. It's a bunch of bull. But now you're going to take me down because I'm a Nazi? And then you're going to sit there and say that I'm the worst of the worst in your press release? That's endangering me and my family, and I'm tired of it. I'm really sick of the left lying about everybody and being bullies, and you're just not going to get away with it. But I'll tell listeners again, we need to depose Facebook. We need to have the court battles. We need to be able to go through the motions. We just have to go ahead and do it. I have to say, hey, I have your internal proof you did this to me. And you're not going to get away with internally saying Jones has done nothing wrong and then a month later banning me. It's if you would have just banned me, I'd say, well, they're censors. This is what they're doing. It needs to be stopped. They're election meddling. But when you do it on a mass scale, it's not just me, but others. It just has to stop. And then you lie to Congress about it. And then there's all the other news. Not just that you're caught removing me for political purposes and caught lying in your own internal documents, but that now you've got these human rights boards run by the Southern Poverty Law Center, a criminal offshore group, running around deciding who can have Facebook accounts, who can't, put everybody in Facebook jail, and then you're sharing all the information with people like Oliver Darcy inside people's accounts, and now you're setting up these group living rooms where it's other people that you go then and share all your stuff together with them. That's classic re-education camp. It's mind-blowing. And it shows you what they're doing ahead of the 2020 election. But it's a lot bigger than the 2020 election, isn't it? It's about getting everybody used to being surveilled and being controlled. And at the end of this piece on CNN yesterday, where Oliver Darcy looks like some Renfield gremlin out of a movie, talking about strict action, and then at the end he says, oh, and we need to see if Alex Jones, that means get into my internal phone, he's finding out with Apple if, and with Facebook and all those other places, if I've got WhatsApp, because that's Facebook. And I didn't, but that's like Signal or another dozen things where it's just a digital phone call or a text message. They now want to get involved in your personal text messages and are surveilling what you're doing. And he's on national news. See, that's the next phase. The next phase is on your browser, in your phone with NewsGuard. And that's a neocon run group and all this. So you have the Republican establishment, the Democrat establishment, all moving for censorship, fighting for control of this NSA technology that's been rolled out of the public in the name of Facebook, Twitter, and Google, and we're really involved in private NSA interfaces that are really meant to surveil and control us, and they're unveiling it all now and saying, well, it's because Alex Jones is an anti-Semite. We've got to do it. Don't say his name. We're watching you in live time, and we've got 20,000 minders at Facebook with AI watching you. That is beyond Black Mirror episode. That's beyond 1984, and they're doing it. Why not? You accepted Amazon's Alexa in your house. You accepted the surveillance cameras where they admit they're watching you. What's the name of the Facebook system where it watches you in live time? But it's got a little shutter you can close, but it's still got a microphone. And again, you're like, why nothing to hide? It doesn't matter. They want your data. They manipulate the data against you. Here's an example that came out 10 years ago. If you have money and you buy first class or they know you're wealthy, when you go to these big travel sites and hotel sites, they charge you more. That's a cookie that knows you're wealthy. It rips you off. That's an example of what this is doing to you. So again, the big question, why isn't Trump doing anything? It's because he's surrounded by neocons and lobbyists. and he's speaking out against the censorship, but it's the architecture of the system. They keep saying it's a private company, sir. It's like a telecom or a highway saying certain groups can't drive down it. They're openly discriminating against. They're illegally spying. They're violating their own terms. I have a Supreme Court case I'll dig out here in the stack where they just ruled this year that they couldn't let child molesters not be on Facebook because it's a communication system, and so it's ubiquitous in a monopoly, so they got to let you on Facebook. Now, they try to target kids, arrest them. But the point is, child molesters can be on Facebook, but Alex Jones can't, and you can't say what's happening to him is wrong. They say in their press release, I'm going to read in a moment, I can't believe I'm reading this, that is, if you say anything nice, you're banned. You must, what's the exact term they use? InfoWars is subject to the strictest ban. Facebook and Instagram will remove any content containing InfoWars videos, radio segments, or articles unless the post is explicitly condemning the content. This is just their internal stuff they've been sending out for years. And Facebook will also remove any groups set up to share InfoWars content and events promoting any of the banned extremist figures, according to a company spokesperson. Twitter, YouTube, and Apple have also banned Jones. And then we've got their press release they sent a local TV station we're on in Kansas. Papert got the full letter. In fact, that's in the other studio. Please bring it to me. The full letter. They're sending letters out to the media telling TV stations, if you have Alex Jones on your commercial TV station. I was on radio in D.C. this morning, and they said we had to have a managerial meeting whether you could even come on, and they made the decision to take the risk, even though Facebook told us we'll ban you on Facebook to a radio station. They sent press releases out. They said, you promote this guy, you have him on, we're going to knock your teeth out. Gangsters, man. This is the land of the cowards and home of the slaves if we put up with this crap. What the hell have we turned into? What planet did we wake up in, huh? And I'm saying to these radio TV stations, hey, give me that letter. We were not supposed to. We got the letter. I forgot it. Owen had it on yesterday because of a station manager, Tom Papert. And banks get these letters, too. They tell them, oh, you can't have Alex Jones in the bank account. They're in your business, folks. They're telling TV and radio stations what they can do in America. And can you imagine once they get a fully cashless society, what they're going to do? Can you imagine this? And it's run by the Southern Poverty Law Center. Laura Loomer's coming up. We got a bunch of other people. Robert Barnes is coming in studio. Paul Watson couldn't make it. He's got a family emergency. He's been banned. All because he's branching out on his own, doing his own thing. He's popular. He gets millions of viewers a day. He's a good guy. No, you don't get speech, Paul. So I'll tell you again, we have the highest rated, best gravity fed filters that have been tested by top labs to be one of the only ones in the country that cut out glyphosate and everything else. And it's half the cost of leading competitors because they do a 300% markup. And all we do is about a 60% markup. And that's when it's not on sale. $50 off the Alexa Pure Pro, their biggest stainless steel model. Ladies and gentlemen, support us. They're selling us the unit at their cost so we can make like 30, 40 bucks. Everyone needs to filter water. You see all the news stories admitting it. Get it here for you and your children. I know you support the broadcast. And get the other specials at InfoWarsStore.com and sign up for AutoShip to additional 10% off and know you're supporting us and free speech and America and people that don't back down. Thank you for standing with us. We're in this together. Power number two, straight ahead.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.